Absolutely. Why do you all favour?
Díomh go inúisle agus just chun ar dús go mé anbhuiach do Paul an seo agus do Julie agus do gap duine bhíon ag agrú an rud seo agus tá clú agus cáil cinnte ar óhéal agus is as le garman mise agus tá cluiste ag gap duine marheall ar óhéal, so tá siad as fé ag léamh an seo. Beidh mé ag léamh na donta a léigh mé an seo tá siad tá si gléir so ag chatachtas leir áil si mé i gáhíle san éidir agil cos céim réanúil, mingle mengel agus galimúil fré agus an cean isstéí just an orig le bólan press púciíocht shape shifting, so tá si goléir ag chatachtas as na fáil se chu sin. So tá sóid mé lei an gceann seo chur tá scuibh marola an spéirling cappéir an radio na gail somhair that the volcanoes in Florida, they're spéirlings, so I presume it comes from the spéir, the hurricanes, that's right, the hurricanes from Agatha. So anyway, that's what I remember then, go raibh don gom agus an tanma bhí ar an don á tírna na don agus is the an chéad lín ná is mise mananán tírna na don, I am mananán lord of the sea. And in the old stories in San Seanchas, he was the sea god, I suppose, man in all MacLeirs, though. So, how should Jack run the end of a Max Hard? Sometimes somebody reads them Irish, and then all in English, or mix them up. So, I'll do a kind of a mixture and mix and match around the place. Is Misha man in all, Tirna na Dun, Feach Meir Grim the Bochna, May Octale Dile or Machapel Envar, Is on me Ilan, Imariak the Vara, Homa, Le Macharman, Even Fain, and Owen Olach. I am Mananon, Lord of the Waves. I ride the swell on my seahorse Envar. Many are the islands in my watery realm, the land of women, the land of promise, and my own great secret sanctuary, the Isle of Apples. Saulig na hinta shithala fekal aun, machrin driachta. Nahula orga a wil kiol ako, na mucha nak federi devaru. Is an vor riavaka hug mea wailalum, omahros con na hindia lahengas. Is minik me succor suivnak. Ag sisrnach go ceolver ar an thrá. Is minic lách cinálta mé, is mise a chabhraigh leis na tuatha dé, is chabhraigh mé le thosín agus níamh ar a dros go tír na óg. Imagine the wonders there, my magic trees, the golden fruit that can make music, the pigs that never can be killed, and the speckled cow I once brought home from my trip to India with Angus. Often you'll find me quiet, settled, whispering a lullaby along the shore. I can be gentle, kind, like the time I helped the tuatha dé, day, or when I came to the aid of Oisín and my daughter Niamh on their journey out to Tír na n-Óg. Ach is minic cuma grúma orm leis mé curatha ar bhuile uaireanta. Is an mí stirme dardig mé is mé gafal ar acht ferige. Minic I cheal mé Ilán, minic a bhaig mé farran linn tír. Other times you'd find me gloomy, much disturbed and even angry. Many a storm I have stirred up. Sea always at my command. I have made islands disappear, eroded sand and drowned mainland. Mar a dúchtar ómós ceart domsa, is tam a maghaon mór fai hon, fanic an chas marfach ag airi I machri lór. Maun díalta seg tresú, is an sin a bheg sif cach I mwail, is mise mananon, tírna na don. And if I sense a disrespect of my sea creatures, of my great underwater gardens, beware the deadly heat increasing at the heart of me, the urge to vengeance swelling. You will all be in great danger then. I am Mananon, Lord of the Waves. So, Sin and Cal Son. Satrochian in the same direction, I suppose, as the Ahru Eroida, the climate change. You can't be writing, I think, of anything nowadays without that kind of coming into your consciousness. So in ancient Ireland, this one is called Glas Gavnan, the Grey of Gobnu. And in ancient Ireland, the magical grey cow of plenty, the Glas, it's grey, I think it's, anyway, it was owned by Gobnu, And Gobni was the smith god of the Tuatha Dé Danann, one of the three gods of craft. So, Erande Derigatam Freer, O Cromother and Divas, Erme a Yeberth O Marem Shakui, Aita Tugaga Most Kartum, An Ur a Halling Makwiga Feel, Galore Larant Gakorum, Er Usel is Er Ishel, Er Hever is Er Gever. On my last legs now, alas, since the disrespect began, expelling me from my rightful place, the place where, properly honoured, I would generously give of myself, enough to be shared equally, where am I? Among all, regardless of position, writ, in current hail gamor ochorra, creher of theha is the lori, either boss is baha me anish, manyarth agimachduim now, since the disrespect began, honoured, I would generously give of myself enough to be shared equally among the guard for more and more, throwing out that I can, by day, by night, and day again, trying to give what is expected, trapped in a habit of providence, between life and death now, my strength ebbing, my draining soul. So, on Kionella, in Egyptian, and counts on Tether Thire now, Fuichelt in hiding. And I suppose it's about how the Irish language is in hiding, really, certainly in the southeast, and some Irieshkert tonight, where I'm from. And just some words in it, the heron, the crane, the stork, Luacre, rushes, Erlachosh is on one leg, hobbled, I suppose. So, it's about, and it mentions my grandmother. So, Fuichelt, in hiding. Haran ishahe adertu, ag shina mera, latev elena haun. Rin she longer, anam eishin, nor kuna me riv, lehantan hoiges, near yeshkert. Come quick, see the korisk, agleak mahyan water. Come quick, see the korisk, my grandmother would say. Rimish feakans tree, dan vino kuil. Macher and risk, mar revshi ag farra gahara, gaharach imask luokre. Dishyan kart galore an koreshk, owl an tian tianga, lachosh, fuichelt, yugnok. She was there right enough, the koreshk, much like the old language, on one leg, hobbled, hidden, almost. And so, I never heard the word heron until it was, you know, later in life. It was the korisk or the korisk, the crane of the bog, I suppose. Yeah, which reminds me that there's another word in Wexford as well. Like we're not the model county for nothing, really. You know that we have another called Yola, and it was the Irish was there first, and then we had the Vikings. So there's a few words from that left still. I don't know whether it would be time to read it, and I might just leave it a bit long. And then there were the Normans, of course, coming in, and they brought or the various different language, and there was Dutch, and all that got all mixed up together. And so much so, in fact, that I'll just maybe read the little schlucht at the beginning of a poem that I have called Babel on Irieshkert, the Babel of the Southeast. And there was a gentleman back 77, Mila Kuldeg is a shot though shot, anyway, that's a good bit back. But he made a statement, and I've seen it a few times, but he wasn't very happy. He was one of the Anglo-Normans, and the Vice Seriltus in Mila Clea in Dublin. And he was a starry, and a filler, and a scholar, and a lane, a via Irish. But he said in our days, But in our days, they have made a mingle mangle or gallimulfry of both the languages, and speak neither good English nor good Irish. Dorche is in Emile Quigley's chapter shop. He wasn't best pleased with what he was hearing in the southeast down in Wexford. But anyway, so, and it's just that, so some of the words are still there, like the Cauchy would be a snipe, praise. To people to be prating would be, that's apparently from the Netherlands, to be talking. Grishach, of course, Grishach. Somebody would be Grishing, Grishach, a Grishan by the fire would be, there'd be you know, talking, sitting around, you know, talking, interesting. And and a book of interest about that would be, where I got some of the stuff, would be The Dialect of Fort and Bargy by Dermot O'Meara and T.P. Dolan. So anyway, Loganamnacha, I'm interested in the Loganamnacha because I suppose so much of the Irish is there as well, Fuichelt. So, and I like the haiku, you know, the tree line form. And so I kind of use them in this piece here to kind of just remember the place names. So it's called Lost Ground. It's a series of haiku, really. Littermore, steep slope, difficult in winter. The Dasher's Hill, Littermore. Killincooley, near the little corner church, the damson tree, be Killeen, Coile. Killnessmuthan, no bird song now in the wood of tree stumps, Killnessmuthan. Ballarahan, not a sign now of the little fairy fort, Ballarahan. Tinnaberna, long a ruin now, the home place at the gap, Tinnaberna. So the shemar mar da vishe kosule le garevan anguelga eg uska treed on Maryland or Livy Mish Og, like the Irish was kind of oozing up through the language. So there's a Erskolni Akig Sheed Maradura their fane beyond the seventh book. Danon Shin Iskanisto of Hain Dram Iltangach Abahan Kalun Shin. At school they didn't go, as they used to say, beyond the seventh book. In spite of that, and unknown to themselves, that generation was multilingual. Taliog, Binigaur, Grishak, Skach, Buchalan, Futer, Korisk, Bakak, Dishabils, Giskog, Knofshald, Spogs, Puka, Praskin, Ludramon, Korokal, Id Thakafui here, Marak Vara on Almatahart, Ide Uska Treed on Merle. Is Kamalish Anuelga Anal Nan Anglan Normanokogs Anal Cromwell in a mask. Corocal, Ideg Impi not named Fujermad. Like flotsam and jetsam, these old words, thrown up out of past times, oozing up through the English. And as well as the Irish there, as the Gaelga there, an echo of the Normans, of Cromwell too, odd words, asking perhaps that there be no forgetting. So, just thought for. Ha cúpla art I gan de Cork I gúil an a couple of places in Cork that I'm very fond of, and one was Ilan Clara, Cape Clear, where I would have spent a lot of time when I was Ivad Nisoige long time ago, with working on the work camps there, and many summers we had agus is an sin an irira in arira so ca hosig me eg lart na gaelin a mar vi had school Irish, and then you don't really, well, in our day anyway, in my day, we didn't get a chance to speak it. So that for my first month there, I suppose, I didn't even open my mouth. But as the summers went on and I got time to come in on the practice. So, and also then the other place would be Gugan Barra, where there's a winter or an autumn school, Dane School on Oar, is held every September. I think it's still back in action again. But so it's only there a shot me on Shin like late in August. And a dull temple or Gael talked to Fuscree, you know, or an out I know Shin Kule August Balavorna August Marshin. So on the show, I'm imagining that the lake there where St. Finbar had his church, that it said in the Shankus, the rare Shankus gur, according to legend, when St. Finbar came to Gugambar, at first he banished a great serpent from the goddess. So in the imagining in this is that the serpent Funsha on Aon up there. And it was nice today when I was walking across the Lee here in town just to think that I was up there and I was ever. So it was nice to to have that experience. So that's just the general gist of it, is that the serpent comes back every now and again to check out what's going on and to see how the religions have changed and that kind of thing. Yeah, but there's a just a little quote from Sean O'Rear Dawn's poem Alon agus Ilon Ella, to an island and another island, and he went there apparently to pray and to look for penance for his sins. So the first part, there's a few parts in it. Strachelt, the first part. Go down ni varige o di briag me, tag mi dir o am gichele, me fos eg su le hachru, go meag falter o marishing o gan. Snavum is jock sa kuhn, is jock I meel na haun, is tugum fwy ashtar fada, sus go dier an loch il arna shleta, oit rith koni arum, rith hiacht don naev. Not wishing to cause alarm, I stayed close to the river bed. My long, cold body twists and turns, writhing in the depths, pushing against currents, struggle that seems unending. And there is always the danger of defeat before I reach that man. Rienlam hiarman fain le feshkant in fishrogach. Nothing of my sanctuary remains in Gugon now. Nothing of the magic, the supernatural, the superstitions. The saint's religion, too, is mostly ruin. Stunted walls of empty cells. Forcha an credav nua is moata aung. Bali lagha. Kilini Falava. Tagan Turasori, Kosher Vanisha, Kulri Intaka Anshin, La Haig Greengraff. Tourists at the hotel and wedding parties love the lake and mountain backdrop for their photographs. There are a few pilgrims doing rounds or poets doing penance for their sins, searching there for answers, for forgiveness, for the solace of an island. Koramiat, balance. But lately in Gugan, I noticed that there are more who come in search of silence. A time of rest, which I might find, begin to feel a welcome once again. So tos thayin si kohu, a glacha nach will fragra gop kesht, either a gum poured la durun na crina, at ease with mystery and content to leave some questions without answer. Stillness is their sustenance. In the perfect image of the oratory on the lake, the mountain rising up behind, they contemplate the balance and the wholeness of a mandala. Is Maria Clanta cup lasser in the ground chairken iman for? They go wild too for the mountain ash that flares out each September. So shin an kyan sun. So. Just Tom, it chucked con derig an ish. So just. Cian an so, agus cup óg an tana mat air, doc leaf, agus in arira is just sort soundscape atá an, agus bhí mé anna tóca leis na hanam na cadasa, and I suppose that beg siad galera so ca cailta muna nos oith read. Ach, so I just read a piece from the beginning of it. And Kapog is a dock leaf, and there's a shanukal at the beginning of it, which says, Nanto gahoi me, agus kapog a lice me. It was a nettle what stung me, and a kapog, a dock leaf that cured me. And it was only recently, Kukla Shatanohin, I had the experience of walking down the lane near home, and the ditches hadn't been cut on account of the new rules, and I actually got stung when a car was coming along, and I said, well, I'll have to get a dock leaf, which I haven't had to do since I was very, very young. So, and it was hard to come upon a dock leaf, but I did eventually find one, and I squeezed, as they say in Wexford, I squeeze it out, and it did work. It did actually work. So it does happen. So anyway, some of them are, I just think that some of them are very on a das, more of the crew bean quit, for instance, crew bean quit. A cat's little paw, that yellow clover. And Kionella Thana das Kapna Druchdin Mona, little dewdrop of the bug, that's the sundew. Agasan Kiansha Kapna Wilche das Freshen Quigil Naman Shi. Quigil Naman Shi, the rod or the staff of the banshee, that's a bulrush. So Kapna Wilche das. So Nanto Gagoime Agas Kapo Glaisme, Lus Baha, Lus Natina, Lus Be Beltana Sarkin, Lus Naguiha Plurin Schnachta. Quinla Curra, Crubin Quit, Fetlin, Creachtach, Arigud Lochra, Dilog Vrida, Marine She, Plur Nagraina, Lane of Wirra, Kailach Yarag, Lus Pre Gari, Bana Bo Blachthain, Druchthin Mona, Lusna Shawak, Lusna Gali, Los kosege, los an oer, los shida, kugil naman shi. So tashi das kapu. So just concrete news, okay? Maradurtin egan ele, but to say in bitter Julie Gret, Tashi, ig dudem le einschurne sauna, August, ihen a spridden namarath ig shul. Niv ernadrishika, dera an oish, kol ig ban shi, blien ig fall voish. So it's night of the spirits. And it's the poison will be on the briars, the end of growth, and the keening of the banshee as the old year dies, because at Samhain it's the tussock, isn't it, of the Celtic New Year. So the an laur derenacha arinne me a kerme le kele kukiat. Tá an dáin seo na cricnóí leis an dáin seo stócha. Tá sé breith tríd an leabhar. Agus I Loch Garman, there's not many names called, not many place names that are based on the púca at all. But in right through the country there are an awful lot of them. So the púca is... The main quality of the puka, I suppose, is it's the shapeshifter. So Liadon on Fuka, litany of a shapeshifter, litany of the puka. Puka na smear, puka na meown, teadon fuka, puka pile. Puka the berries, puka the devil of the gossamer and the toadstool. Cown puka, marine puka, ihan puka, pukan jowl. Puka the gargoyle, puka the foxglove of Halloween and the daddy long legs. Baile fuka, carigan fuka, paulan fuka, ailan fuka, toinan fuka, rinan fuka, clochan fuka, mwingan fuka, lana agus luck. That's the puka's town, the puka's rock, hole of the puka's cliff, puka's bottom, his headland, the puka's stone, the puka's bog, his lane and lake. They're all in the place names. An wa is an tulk aun, an rogracht. Gneev grana is gneev feel, madre no cat, couple, gaur no giria. Anavi no nachdeana is gokrud idradra. Good spirit and bad spirit, trickster and bowman. The nasty deed and the generous, dog or cat, horse, goat or hare, animal or human, and other beings in between. Caun on fuca, clash on fuca, tor on fuca, knochin is a huas. The puka's lair, the puka's pit, the puka's bush and hill, puka's glen, the puka's fort, is little field and cove. So Captain Gavalkig may marshine gorimil mahagud of the